Good evening, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, February 21st. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is southeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Dialing 911 in Shawnee County may soon connect you with the Nurse Navigation Program. Mark Wilson has more.
A variety of calls come into the 911 call center every day. And as you can imagine, not all of these calls are life-threatening emergencies. For that reason, Shawnee County Commissioners are planning a vote on Thursday morning to possibly change the way in which 911 calls are fielded. If the vote passes, illness or non-life-threatening calls will be put in touch with a nurse navigator to assist the caller in finding appropriate care. Life-threatening emergencies will continue to have emergency personnel dispatched.
The visitation and funeral for Officer James Mulbauer and his canine will be Wednesday, February 22nd at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Officer Mulbauer and canine Officer Champ were killed in the line of duty last Wednesday when a vehicle crashed into them while they were on patrol. A public visitation will be from 9:30 to 11 on Wednesday morning with funeral service following the visitation. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately, then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk, gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gassafety.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly announced that 66 airport projects across the state have been selected for the Kansas Airport Improvement Program, or KAIP, funding for planning, constructing, or rehabilitating public-use general aviation airports. And several Northwest Kansas airports were among those receiving funding. Governor Kelly said whether it be airplane manufacturing, a link in the supply chain logistics, or travel, the Kansas aerospace industry is an essential part of our state's economy. And these grants ensure the safety and longevity of Kansas airports, all while contributing to economic growth and job creation. The aviation industry represents over $20.6 billion in economic impact across a broad spectrum of supply chain and manufacturing industries in Kansas. The KAIP typically receives $5 million annually through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program and requires airport sponsors to participate in project costs by paying a minimum of 5% of the total project. This year, the program awarded more than $11 million to 66 approved projects with a total project value of nearly $14.4 million. The Kansas Department of Transportation's Division of Aviation received 153 applications seeking a combined total project value of more than $66 million for this round of KAIP grants. Projects were scored according to impact on flight safety, economic growth, and regional benefit, and includes Norton Municipal to replace and relocate the AWOS, or Automated Weather Observation System, in the amount of $153,000. Even with deer season wrapping up around central Kansas in mid-January, Cheyenne Bottoms wildlife manager Jason Wagner said certain rules still apply, although that's not always what he sees in conversations on social media. He said that what a lot of people are saying is that they're going on walk-in hunting and collecting shed antlers. However, that's not allowed on walk-in hunting, as walk-in hunting is for the sole purpose of actively hunting. The walk-in hunting access program began in 1995 to increase the hunting experience by giving hunters access to certain private lands. but the land is still private and specifically used for active hunting, not collecting antlers, morel mushrooms, or even fishing. Permission from the landowners is still required for all non-walk-in hunting activities. Another misconception pertains to tree stands used during deer season. Regulation says all tree stands must be removed within 14 days of the final day of deer season. The rule helps ensure all hunters have access to a given spot each year, and it's also a safety issue as squirrels or other animals may chew through the straps, and fallen stands are often left for someone else to pick up. Wagner emphasized this regulation applies to all stands, even with game besides deer still in season. He said the regulation says all tree stands. It doesn't say all deer stands. It says tree stands that must be removed within 14 days of the close of deer season. With the 14 days now passed, Wagner encourages hunters who wish to keep their property to remove their tree stands because those found or reported will be removed or destroyed by Kansas Wildlife Department of Parks staff. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public that Jonna Inman, APRN, has decided to remain on staff at the Norton County Hospital and the Norton Medical Clinic. The administration, staff, and board members are appreciative for the opportunity for Inman to remain a part of the team, as she will continue providing primary care for patients at the clinic, periodic emergency coverage, and is also a certified provider for Department of Transportation physical exams for CDL drivers. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and is dedicated to raising awareness about healthy and unhealthy relationships, common warning signs, and prevention efforts, as these preteen and teen years are the most crucial time for youth to begin learning the skills necessary to create and maintain healthy relationships. According to data from the CDC's 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, about 1 in 12 high school students experienced physical or sexual dating violence during the 12 months before the survey was administered. Teen dating violence is recognized as a prevalent public health issue affecting millions of adolescents around the world, which not only affects youth mentally, emotionally, and physically, but their long-term health can also be impacted. Teen dating violence can include four main types of unhealthy behavior that include physical violence, sexual violence, psychological aggression, and stalking. You can learn more about teen dating violence through Jana's campaign by visiting janascampaign.org or by following them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. In Nebraska news, a sanitation company that employed miners to clean plants in eight states, including ones in Gibbon and Grand Island, Nebraska, has paid $1.5 million in penalties to the U.S. Department of Labor. In a news release, the department said Packer Sanitation Services has paid $1.5 million in penalties after the wage and hour division found it had employed 102 children aged 13 to 17 in hazardous conditions and had them working overnight shifts cleaning dangerous powered equipment at meat processing facilities that included Gibbon Packing in Gibbon and JBS in Grand Island. The Department of Labor said Packer Sanitation Services was ordered to pay $15,138 for each miner they employed, and this totals one miner at Gibbon Packing and 27 miners at JBS in Grand Island. The total fine for the miners employed at JBS is $408,726, the largest penalty. It's 30 days into Nebraska's legislative session, and the first bills have passed the first round of full debate. And this includes one measure that creates state regulatory framework for selling pet insurance. Lincoln Senator Beau Ballard introduced the measure, saying pet insurance, which covers pet illness and accidents, is one of the fastest growing areas of the insurance industry. Among other provisions, the bill would require pet insurers to provide disclosures regarding waiting periods, claim schedules, and exclusions for pre-existing conditions. And it would also require training for agents who sell pet insurance. Senators voted 32-0 to advance the bill to the second round. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their game tonight here in Norton.
I'm here with head boys basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, last week was a pretty busy week for you. You started off last week against the Trigger Golden Eagles. Let's start there with the Eagles.
Well, that was a good win for us. You know, we played them earlier in the MCL tournament and won kind of easily and played really well against them. But they got three really good kids that can score, and we knew it wouldn't be the same this time around. And I thought our kids played well and did some really good things on both ends of the floor and kind of did what we needed to do to get the win.
Then on Friday, you played a very tough TMP at TMP. How'd that game go for you?
Well, you know, it is a tough place to win. I mean, there's no doubt, and they've got a quality team, and they've won the last 16 games, so they're playing well right now. They kind of jumped us early, but our kids did a nice job of kind of hanging in there and taking a deep breath and getting back in the ball game, and did a nice job of getting back in the ball game at halftime. And from that point on, it was just kind of nip and tuck, and we just could never quite make enough plays in a row to kind of get over the hump and get that lead. But yeah, we fought to the end, and I think we were down one with 25 seconds or something left. So I thought our kids played well. Obviously, there's things we can do better. We didn't really finish plays down the stretch. But, again, they're a quality team, and it is a tough place to play. But those are just excuses. We kind of like our kids to – we put ourselves in position to win against good teams, and we got to find a way to kind of get over that hump and beat good teams.
Are you seeing with Sean Anderson back maybe a little bit more rebounding in there?
Well, you know, really what it helps us the most is our offense inside, inside offense. We just kind of stick him on the block and let him post up. But, you know, with that, it opens up other avenues. So he does, you know, he's a big body. He obviously can get rebounds and kind of cover big guys too, so defense on the defensive end. So he's definitely helped our team, no doubt, and it's made us deeper, I think, no doubt. So hopefully, and he's, you know, it's kind of early season for him. He's still probably getting better and getting in better shape, and will probably keep helping us more and more down the road. So it's good to have him back, and hopefully we can keep him healthy and finish the season with him.
Of course, when you say you go a little bit deeper, you've always played a lot off your bench, and how's the bench doing for you?
Well, they've responded when we need them. You know, we don't go real far down there. I kind of like playing seven guys, maybe an eight. But, you know, the thing is, when we've had times where we've had to ask kids to come off the bench and play for us, they've really done a nice job, no matter who we've asked. So that's been a positive force, and a lot of those kids are young guys, and so hopefully, you know, they'll keep getting better and keep helping us out. And like I say, I have faith in them if we need to use them.
You mentioned the younger guys. And how's your junior varsity been handling all this and going? Are they been doing real well on the boards and shooting?
Yeah, well, you know, the junior varsity as a whole has been a roller coaster all season. The last few games, they've had close games and kind of found a way to win. So that has been good to see, but they're just not very consistent right now, and some of those guys kind of plateaued and not getting better here toward the end of the season, which we'd like to see them get a little bit better. But it's a good group. They're a pretty really young group. I mean, there's times we're playing all freshmen and, you know, freshmen off the bench, so it's a pretty young group, and so they're only going to get better, I think, as we go. And we just got to get them to be a little more consistent.
Now, on Tuesday of this week, you're going to be hosting Hill City, and they're right up there in the top of the league. What do you know about Hill City?
Well, we know them pretty well. They are the second best team probably. TMP's got them twice. They're a ranked team in 2A. They're a quality team. They're not going to beat themselves. They're very disciplined. But they got four starters back from a year ago, so they've got kids that can play. And they really execute on the offensive end. Sometimes when we're playing our man, it's pretty tough if we don't really communicate well to stop them. But they got two big kids, and they got kids that can shoot it, and they bring in the kids off the bench that can shoot it. So they're a quality team. And defensively, they've been pretty solid. They're generally zoned, but I think they'll probably run a little box or a little diamond and one against us, kind of what he's done traditionally against us. So we'll see. Our kids got to handle that. I mean, we're going to have some kids get shots, more shots than they normally get, and they just got to knock them down. If we're not shooting it well, it's going to be really hard to beat them, but hopefully our defense can keep them in there and we can find ways to win.
It's senior night on Tuesday. What do you have to say about your seniors?
Well, it's a great group, really it's been a group that's been kind of beat up, and they've kind of, we got Sean back, but we've had a couple kids that came off the JV that are seniors that have really played well for us all season long. We just keep getting better. So I do think it's a group that's gotten better. I do think it's a group that's kind of been, had some injury issues and kind of overcame that, I guess. And so they're a good group. But the thing is, they're good every day. They play hard every day, and they're good leaders, and that's kind of what you want from your seniors. And we'll hate to see them go.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best of luck when you host the Hill City Ring next. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the Blue Jay basketball team tonight against Hill City here in Norton. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Western Bean Bake, Cheese Stick, Corn, Pears, Cornbread, and Milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Chili Frito, Fruit, and Milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Frito Pie, Salad, Vegetable, and Fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, starting at 4:30 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball game versus Hill City here in Norton, and it is senior night. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 60 and breezy with a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 27 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of snow, mainly afternoon, and it should be mostly cloudy, with the temperature falling to around 21 by 5 p.m. And it should be blustery Wednesday with a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the morning, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour, with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And Wednesday night, snow will be likely, mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. It'll be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with the low around 1. The wind chill values will be as low as minus 18, and it will be blustery with a north wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And the chance of precipitation Wednesday night is 70%. I'll be back with the rest of your weather forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 19 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour Thursday. On Friday it should be partly sunny with a high near 27. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. And on Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 52 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is southeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KAN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor. The Kansas State Wildcats secured a much-needed conference victory as they took down Iowa State 61-55 at Bramlage Coliseum on Saturday afternoon. The Wildcats had their backs up against the wall once again as they trailed the Cyclones by 8 at halftime. And speaking out of the game, head coach Jerome Ting discussed his message to his team at the halftime break and what he told them that got them to turn things around and find their way to battling towards an eventual 6-point victory.
It's just, we got to rebound the ball. They had more pain points than we did, like, by 10. And then we got to make some shots, you know, like, we can, if we turn them over, we can get out and run and we'll get some good looks. And, you know, we knew it was a 40-minute game. You know, nobody in the Big 12 really throws a knockout punch unless you're just not ready to play, you know. And so we knew it was going to be a 40-minute game and a grinder, and our guys showed their maturity and their toughness.
Kansas Information Network News Sports. I am Fulton Castor.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Partners.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and...
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have a weak disturbance that's passing across southeastern Nebraska and extreme northeastern Kansas. There's just enough moisture in place there. We were getting just a few reports of flurries, but that's going to be diminishing soon as temperatures soar here this afternoon, 15 to 20 degrees above average. We do have a red flag warning in effect for extreme southwestern Kansas, where the fire danger threat will be high today. Then we turn our attention to Wednesday. It's a very strong cold front and low pressure system move in, increasing the chance of thunderstorms primarily over east central and southeast Kansas, and even the threat of severe weather. In northwestern Kansas today, sunny with a high in the upper 50s, tonight's low in the mid-20s, low 60s in windy and north-central Kansas, and partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s as well in the northeastern part of the state. Blowing dust in southwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-70s. It'll be partly cloudy in south-central Kansas, or high near 70, and mostly sunny this morning with clouds increasing in southeastern Kansas today, or high near 70, rain and storms overnight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, we did see the big jump in the pork cutout values.